A decommissioned Russian nuclear submarine sank to the bottom of the icy Barents Sea today. 9 of the 10 crew members are presumed dead. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
The K-159 November-class sub was being towed to a scrapyard when high seas ripped it from flotation pontoons. Officials said the submarine's nuclear reactors had been shut down since it was mothballed in 1989. The Navy played down the chances of contamination, saying radiation levels at the site were normal. But Alexander Nikitin of the environmental watchdog group Bellona said the area would have to be closely monitored. The design of these reactors is relatively dangerous, and if it hit the seabed hard, then the protective seals around the reactors could be compromised, Nikitin said. Retired Soviet Admiral Yuri Sanatsky questioned the wisdom of trying to move the 40-year-old vessel given its extremely poor condition, and he said it was unusual for any crew to be aboard a sub headed for the scrap heap. There's a definite element of carelessness here, Sanatsky said. These lads were crudely led to their deaths, and I wouldn't be surprised if some naval brass are stripped of their ranks. Ole Harbitz, director of neighboring Norway's Radiation Protection Authority, said today's incident raised more questions about the dangers posed by Russia's decommissioned nuclear subs.
What surprises us is first of all, that we know that the vessel is in very bad shape, and that they are towing it in open sea during a storm.
But unlike the Kursk tragedy 3 years ago, in which 118 sailors died, the government today acted swiftly. It suspended the commander of the salvage operation and launched a criminal case. Ironically, when the K-159 sub went down, President Putin was hosting Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi aboard a Russian warship off Sardinia, showing off Russia's naval assets. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.